Hi, and welcome to Intention with Shaman Isis. I'm your host, Shaman Isis, and today we are going to be talking about what those naughty scientists are up to over in Europe. Today's topic is about CERN and the Large Hadron Collider. Social media has been going nuts this week with some of the most absurd rumors. Some of them, you know, they're kind of believable, a little bit on the low, some of the lower end ones. But some of the more dramatic ones are like, if you're a curious person and you like to know about all different types of topics from a more spiritual, kinder perspective, then this is the show for you. I'm a naturally curious person, but I got tired of the news media and the drama and the fear-driven tactics that they were using to get us to watch. So I decided to start the show to help you stay informed like me. And today we're talking about something that has all of social media chit-chatting. And now I've seen it on mass media. So, you know, it's jumped the shark officially. That's why I'm covering it. Anyway, if you are curious, CERN stands for the European Nuclear Energy Research Group there. Unlike America, they were smart enough to take up a scientist, I think his name was Letterman, on his idea to build a machine to recreate the moment of creation in an effort to find out more about our universe. And they took him up on it and they built it. And so I looked into where they're at right now after having my spiritual awakening and spending the last 2 years reinventing my life and manifesting a completely new world for myself. I've had to dig back into some of my favorite topics. This was one of them. I've been following CERN since the very beginning. And I understand why the research that they do gets people's imaginations. It doesn't help that one of the same scientists that got them to actually do this research named the Higgs boson particle, which was a mystery particle of our universe that scientists wanted to know more about. That's the reason why the Large Hadron Collider was built in the first place. He called the Higgs boson particle the God particle because he was trying to get people to pay more attention to it. And he thought that media would speak more about the particle that they were trying to find if he called it the God particle. And it worked, only it's left this research more likely to be spun into conspiracy theory world where all different types of motivations are being given to the scientists. Do I think some scientists don't have pure motivation? Well, let's not even get into the whole vaccine world of our coronavirus experience. But yeah, of course, with every group of people that are on a project, you're going to have people that don't have pure motivation. Do I think most of the scientists actually want to find out how our world works so that they can manipulate it more for the betterment of mankind? Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of science and scientists. So I think that's probably more likely what they're doing. So to give you a little background, CERN built this extraordinary machine, which must have cost, I can't even imagine what it cost. I would think it's got to be somewhere in $1 trillion, but goodness knows. they built it to help reenact the standard model so that they could break the standard model and find out more about how energy works. So what they were doing was building a machine so that they could collide energy or particles together to find out what dark matter and energy and matter in general was about. And please, scientists, forgive me if I say any of this incorrectly. Like I said, I was re-educating myself on this, but I think I've got a pretty decent grasp for the common folk. anyway, about 3 years ago, after two successful rounds of lots of researching and finding out, finding the God particle, they decided that they wanted to amp up the energy and increase the power behind this experiment of colliding and recreating the moment of creation. And so they shut down for 3 years, and let me make sure I say this correctly, they upgraded the injectors and retrained the magnets so that they could have a much higher collision rate, repeating the beginning of the universe so that they could break the standard model and find out more about dark matter. And matter, you know, with any research on matter, you're going to automatically, if you're a scientist, you're always going to be looking for dark matter because those two things clearly work. There's a mystery behind them. And until we find out more about both of them, it makes it hard to sort of come up with some of those new cutting edge inventions that we all see in science fiction. So I'm a big fan of this kind of cutting edge science. Does it lend itself to the rumor mill? Yes, of course it does, because when you're talking about things like dark matter, there's a temptation there in using anything that's super powerful that might have negative, you know, connotations to it for bad purposes. And that's going to go hand in hand with this kind of research. But do I think the folks at CERN are planning on doing something bad with this? No, they're just turning it back on July 5th in Europe. Today, I'm filming this on July 4th, so this is going to be turned on momentarily. What they're saying on all the social media platforms is that they're trying to manifest a much higher timeline, because a lot of people believe that when they've turned this machine on, the Large Hadron Collider, on before, it punched holes in the universe, created new timelines, caused the Mandela effect. I mean, the rumor mill has gone absolutely ape with what they, people are claiming this machine has done. And do we know everything? Do we know every reaction the universe has had to some of the scientific experiments we've done? No, we don't. I'm a huge believer in manifestation. When I had my spiritual awakening, I went through a process that I call the Masterpiece Method that helped me lose over 80 pounds and manifest the life of my dreams. And in that, I talk a lot. I have my 8-step method for manifestation as part of that whole process to help you plan and reinvent your entire life. Manifestation is very much tied to energy. As a matter of fact, energy is hugely important. The Buddhists always understood this. And in recent years, quantum physics agrees. Everything is connected with each other. I mean, we're literally, when they say the fabric of the universe, you and I, we really are the fabric of the universe. Everything is connected to each other. So when they're doing research in Europe and they're manipulating things like that, and they're creating powerful moments where they're repeating the power and energy moments of the moment of creation, we don't really know what the cause and effect of all of that is. But when you've got that much energy being manipulated by humans, and it's much more powerful than it ever was before, it's certainly an opportunity for us to be manifesting something. So if you believe in manifestation, if you are a witch or a spiritual person like myself, or anything like that, then, and you believe in manifestation, then please, you know, pray, meditate, whatever it is, for us to frog leap into the highest timeline possible. Because if we're going to be turning this machine back on and having the most powerful experiment that they've ever done to date, why not take advantage of it? I don't think in terms of what we do and manifesting the highest timeline possible, what's the worst thing that could happen? We wake up tomorrow and everything's better. So if you believe in manifestation, or if you're a witch or anything like that, join us. I know that when I did my processes last night for manifestation and some of my witchery, I was looking towards the future of leaping timelines into the best timeline possible. So I'm looking forward to waking up tomorrow and see what happens. Anyway, that's what I found out about CERN and about the Large Hadron Collider. So we'll find out pretty soon what's going to happen, and I'll report back to you guys in the next episode of Intention with Shaman Isis. Hopefully that explanation made sense to you. If you are looking to completely dramatically change your life, if you want to look different, if you want to be physically healthy, if you want to be emotionally stable, if you want to be mentally solid as a rock, or emotionally in command of yourself, then I highly recommend the Masterpiece Method. I do courses in one-on-one with people. So you can join one of the classes, or you can hire me to teach you one-on-one. Please visit shamanisis.com. That's my website. And you can find out more about the Masterpiece Method and sign up for one of my classes. You can also shop my sustainable collection, Intention with Shaman Isis, and shop my art collection to help support the spread of consciousness, because that is what my life is dedicated to. It is dedicated to helping other people find their life purpose, actualize the life of their dreams, and find consciousness more than anything. Because the more of us that live in consciousness, the more of us that can come together like moments like this on July 5th and manifest the most beautiful world possible. When we have that collective energy aimed at positivity towards a purpose, like we're trying to do to counteract the effects of turning on the Large Hadron Collider tomorrow with its new magnets and new level of energy. There's no telling what we can do. I mean, you know, like I said, what's the worst thing that could happen? We wake up tomorrow and the world's a much better place and some amazing things happen. Anyway, I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful holiday week. Thank you so much for watching Intention with Shaman Isis. Please like, comment, share, and support me. The show is new and I need all of the help and support that I can get. Have a beautiful, beautiful day and namaste. Bye.